Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan, 216-474-0092. We are keeping our eyes on everything that's going on with LeBron James and the wonderment of where he will land next season, and will Cleveland be that place? A couple little things going on. We'll get you up to speed on everything that's going on with LeBron here in just a moment, but now is the time in the show we like to sit back, relax, and dive in to all of those things that are going on in sports. Again, it's headlines. From the citywide leader in sports, here's Dan Menigan.
At least the leader inside the panic room.
That's true.
It's about where we need to leave that.
I didn't want to say worldwide. That's overused.
Somebody else.
On the interplanetary leader for sports. There you go.
So, gentlemen, Baker Mayfield revealed in the Netflix series Quarterback that he played with a sprained MCL and PCL after week two of last season with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Jeff, that sounds familiar.
Yeah. Guys have to play through injury. Did it affect his play? I don't know how it couldn't, right?
I don't know.
What might have affected his play more was injuries to his wide receivers last year in Tampa. But that's part of playing football. Then again, he might be throwing that out because he's in heated contract negotiations with Tampa Bay, and he's trying to gain a little steam.
That's the reason why that sounds familiar.
So there you go.
He had MCL, PCL, bone bruise. That was early. Then an AC joint sprain.
So in other words, he played football.
Yeah. And then severe right bicep contusion and tendon injury.
Oh, okay. Sounds itchy, right. Watery eyes, nausea, heartburn, indigestion. For some reason, his left ear hurt. Couldn't figure out why.
Bad breath.
Hangnail. Hangnails, yeah.
Bunion.
Absolutely. Bunion, corns, couple corns. They've lost a toenail.
You know,
toenail.
We all know Baker's he's a tough guy.
Mm-hmm.
But he's also a smaller guy. And, sorry, that can't help but come into play when you're talking about injuries to a quarterback. I mean, that's... You would think he's going to get hurt more than guys... More than Lamar Jackson. More than Josh Allen. You would think. And he has certainly dealt with more than his fair share of injuries.
Way this all goes. All right, so...
Just when you brought that up, I thought you were going to talk about... As I saw yesterday, there's a thing where Baker's on that... There's a Netflix TV show called... I think it's Quarterback. Or it's going to be called Quarterback.
That's how I started it, yes.
Yeah, no, that's...
Giving credit to where this came from.
Yes, you did say that. Okay.
That is correct.
I saw a clip from it yesterday. It was all about how he and his wife love each other, and that they... The first time they met, they said they were going to marry each other to their roommates.
I mean, headlines has always been a source for love stories more than anything else. That's where we pride ourselves.
Baker and the beauty.
The panic room does its best when it comes to page six.
Ah, good. Way to go, page six.
Yes, yes.
Baker and
Actually,
the beauty.
Actually, page 20.
Anybody that watches? Oh, it was already out there. 2020. I don't remember this. Who knows? Baker and the beauty. Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
Can I have it back now?
Go ahead, Dan.
Okay, good. Malik Thomas, 35 points, 3 rebounds, 3 assists yesterday for the Cleveland Cavaliers in the Summer League. Remember, to quote the great Drew Carey, the show where everything's made up and the points don't matter.
Yes.
Do we take anything from Summer League, or is this just kind of happening in the corner and every so often you flip it out and go, oh, look, basketball.
You take a little something from Summer League. You take this. Yesterday, he looked like Steph Curry. From behind the three-point line. Threw up some deep threes, kind of off balance, kind of a little funky shot. He also got to the basket a few times and also had a little mid-range game. That's what I take out of it. Okay, kid looked good. And kid showed he can score it at all three levels, as they say, Andy. So, good. Let's hope he comes on sooner rather than later because, you know, Cavs could use him. Can't get enough 6'2 guards.
Yeah, I don't know. Do we have enough?
Not yet.
I just want to make sure. I don't know what to make
Robbie's
out of...
on the way.
I don't know what to make out of Summer League.
Helpful tool.
Yeah, for guys that didn't get a lot of playing time. Yeah,
yeah, it's a helpful tool.
It kind of happens off in Vegas and off in Utah. And we sit back and go, oh, that's nice. Oh, good. No one got hurt today. Good.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, I need to apologize. Baker and the Beauty was another thing on Netflix from 2020.
Oh,
it had nothing to do with Baker Mayfield.
We are doing so well with credibility inside of this segment.
I know.
Got to take Google away from him.
I know.
We'll get it fixed.
It is on Netflix. There is a thing called Baker and the Beauty. It's probably like one of those Lifetime kind of movies.
Okay.
And it is only available out of this country. It's not available in our country.
All right, can we close the door on it? Are we good? We
got I just felt bad. I gave out bad info. And that
bothers you did
me.
Fine. We look.
We'll get it fixed.
And now we can officially say.
We got that fixed.
That's right. All right, so there you close the chat.
Thank you. Okay, it's fixed.
All right, we got that fixed. Mm-hmm. So we have the Open Championship going over across the pond. Of course, all of our finest golfers have found their way over there from a litany of different countries. And it's starting to feel a little bit like the general, how do I put this? Englishness is starting to find its way onto our athletes. Because there's a few things that you can say about the English. One of them is, of course, their affinity for tea, calling cookies biscuits. And their views on death are also openly known, and that it's coming for all of us. And they do not hide from it in any way. And so Scottie Scheffler was asked, well, what's your legacy, bud?
I mean, to be completely honest, not really. I don't really play like for a place in history. I'm not playing for anything like that because it's going to sound a little morbid. But at the end of the day, you know, I'm going to live my life and then it's going to end. And when it ends, I'm going somewhere else and I'm not going to be here anymore. And
that was profound.
Wow.
Well, if you thought to yourself, well, that's kind of odd, how would Scotty bring something like that up? Well, today, Rory McIlroy was in a similar position.
How concerned are you with your legacy past when you'll be on this earth? How concerned are you with how you'll be viewed in 100 years? Do you think about that kind of thing? Does it matter to you since you won't be here? I mean, how does that go?
No, I don't really care. You know, I would like to think that the people that love and care about me think a certain way of me, but I'll be long gone. I'll be dead. I don't think I'll be seeing what people say about me. I'll be 6 feet under. I don't think I'll be a ghost.
They just kept rolling there.
Yep. Wow.
Yep, yep, I'll be dead.
That's what we're doing in England. It's about as British as you're going to get.
Pretty soon we'll all be food for the worms.
Uh-huh. So English.
What are we doing?
It just was one of those things that was coming down the line, and I'm just thinking to myself the entire time, like, wow, they are all slowly becoming one culture.
If they had those media sessions timed at 20 minutes each, I think it's fair to say they could cut it back to 10. Scotty, what are you going to think about when you're dead? What people think about you? Okay.
I'm going to ask that question to every person that joins our show moving forward now.
It'll be great, Andy.
It's going to be one of those that now becomes
enjoy
part
never
of
having another guest.
Yeah, well.
Why don't I start right now? Jeff, how do you think your reputation will linger in 100 years?
It won't.
Okay.
There you go.
Ta-da! All right, here we go.
Baskin and Phelps present Dan's World Cup Roundup.
All right, we only have about three more of these ahead of us, so we have to enjoy them to the best of our ability. We got a biggie today, gentlemen. 3:00, France takes on Spain. You could arguably say that these are the two best teams in the tournament. They will be in Dallas today. Schedule a meeting for that time. Bail out of work early. Do what you want to do, because this is going to be an awesome, awesome game. A lot of people are also saying that this could be the pseudo-final. You know, of these are the two best teams that are going against each other. Do you guys believe that when sports do that, where you don't get truly the best game in the final, but you get the semifinal games that are close to the final? Do you see games like that, or do you just go, wow, this is a great matchup, and let's go?
I think you do get games like that, but it's you can't say, well, that's really the final, because it's not. You got to keep going. So whoever it is you have to play them. Like, was the NBA championship? Everybody thought it might be San Antonio against Oklahoma City.
Yes, I did.
And yep. Guess what?
It wasn't.
It wasn't. Yeah. So.
It's not something you can say today. It's something you can say in retrospect. You can come back and say, man, you know, France, Spain, that really was the final. But I don't think you can say it before. Or people say, well, this game looks like it's going to be better. But again, I don't think you can go back and say that was the championship.
This one,
you see it, like, I mean, I'm not going back to youth again, but you see it in high school all the time. All the time.
Well, this might be one of them. If you can find yourself to a TV at about 3 o'clock today, you're going to owe that to yourself just as a fan of sports.
Who are we rooting for? I don't
know. Rooting? I'm rooting for just a damn good soccer game. And that's pretty much what I'm going to get, and I'm going to be thrilled. It's going to be awesome.
Andy, you don't have to just root for it a certain
yes, you do.
One
watch
side
two
or the
of
other.
The best forwards in the world, two of Dan, the best Dan midfields in the world.
Dan just enjoys the sport.
Oh, my God, it's going to be great.
He's rooting for a good competition.
God. Heck, yeah. I want to see if Mbappe has any more in him. I want to see if the midfielder, whose name I can never pronounce for France, can continue to arguably the best player in this tournament. Like, I'm going to watch Yamin Lamal, who yesterday
I could not
was
live
his
life
19th
like
birthday. The kid just turned 19.
I get it, but
do you
I need someone to root for.
Interest. Can't you just
I
enjoy
want someone
a game?
To, yeah, well, sometimes it happens throughout the game. Maybe I might start watching, and somebody from France gets a red card when they didn't deserve it, and then I start rooting for France because they're playing odd, they're playing a man down. So then I start rooting for France.
Well, we talked about death. Now we'll talk about life.
I mean, living life that way for you guys is like picking vanilla every time. I can't do that. I need to root for somebody. Thank you. I got to finish my answer. Go ahead. Pick your head up there. Go.
He's done.
No, he's got one more. Quick, just go.
Yeah, it was going to be really fun and put a cap on this.
Go ahead, just do it.
Now we're over on time.
No, do it. Do it. Just do it.
So, something positive. Over 500 babies in Peru have been named Erling Haaland. That is right. According to Peru's National Registry, 468 newborns were registered with the first name of Haaland, while 91 were given the full name of Erling Haaland. 559 babies have been born with the name of Haaland.
That's fabulous.
There you go. See? This thing matters.
Nothing
that
more
was good.
Nothing more fun than trendy names.
That's See? Right. How many LeBrons do you think are out there now?
Talk about death.
You know,
talk
I actually saw a guy named LeBron.
But
oddly enough, he was about the same age as LeBron when I saw him. Mm. It was actually at a drive-thru. And he was like the same age. I thought... Huh, I actually said something to him.
I said, hold that thought. How many other guys named LeBron do you know? Yeah, the drive-through part of it's the part that I'm curious about.
The guy had a job.
We gotta go. Hughes Norton, next. Baskin and Phelps.